Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Tupo, StonePerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I just finished working on a teaching. I want to share it with you. It's been on my heart. I think it will edify you and bless you. The name of this teaching, are you a strong pillar or a shaking reed? Are you a strong pillar or a shaking reed? This issue comes up from time to time when we encounter certain false teachers, modern pastors, or people from, say, Roman Catholics, Mormons, or other cult groups, and could be any group, Baptists, Anabaptists, Protestants, could be anybody. And they'll say that their religious organization or their men, their teachers, their elders, their councils, their rules, their bylaws are the truth. And they live by what these groups, these men, these systems, these organizations tell them to live by. Is that what God's word teaches us? That any church body or any man is in control of the truth of the word of God? Or are we to be something else? Well, from the title of this teaching, are you a strong pillar or a shaking reed? I think you're going to get the idea. When we think of a pillar, Genesis 19:26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. We all remember Lot's wife. She became a pillar of salt. What's a pillar, and what's a shaking reed regarding the truth? We're going to get to that, and it'll edify you. So before we go to my main scriptures, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, kind of frame it, about authority, truth, and our role and our association to it, authority and truth. So sometimes when I'm out street preaching, I'll get these overzealous police officers. They're heavy-handed, and they want to start telling me what I can and can't do, and what they're telling me goes outside of the law. And I always have to kindly remind them, had to do it just the last time we street preached, that they are not the law. They only support the law. Did you catch that? They're not the law. You know, people will say the police are here. Oh, there's the law. The law is here. No, actually, they're not the law. They are to support the law. They are to uphold the law. And that usually tends to put the overzealous police officer in his place. Big difference. You are the law, or you're there to support the law. See the idea of the pillar coming into play here? Yeah. Police are not the law. They're there to support the law as a pillar. Now let's get to our scripture verse, and we'll tie this all together. 1 Timothy 3:15. This is a common verse that people read. But if I tarry long, that thou mayst know that thou oughtst to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. All right, so Brother Paul is giving admonishment to behave in the ecclesia. I don't like the word church. In the ecclesia, however you want to pronounce it. And he says it's the pillar and the ground of the truth. So let's look at this. Who's the pillar and the ground of the truth? That word pillar, stulos, is a support or a post. Makes sense. Exactly what we think it is, right? What does a post do? It supports something. Imagine posts supporting a deck. They are not the deck. They're supporting the deck. You see the difference between you're not the law, you're supporting the law. And you see where this is going to come into play with God's holy people. We're not the truth. We're to support the truth. That's what Paul said right there. The ecclesia, his blood-bought saints, we're not the truth, but we're supposed to support the truth as a pillar of it. And so that takes it away from these false teachers, these councils, these religious groups, these new organizations, these new denominations. They're not the truth. They're only to support the truth that was already given. But they go out of their way, yeah, oftentimes on purpose, to corrupt the truth. I don't want to be them on judgment day. Paul also says the ground. It's the pillar and the ground. Same thing. It means a support base, all right? The basis of a ground. Makes sense, doesn't it? So the body of Christ, his people, we're not the makers of truth. We're not the changers of truth. We're not the adding on to of truth. We're to be a pillar that supports the truth. Now, some people have read that and they say, well, it says God is the pillar and ground of the truth. If you go read that again, some people will read that and it says God is the pillar and the ground of truth. And while that's true, God is the truth and he is the pillar and he is our ground, he's our rock. I don't think this specific text reads in context that way. I think it really is saying that the body of Christ is the pillar of the truth. So we as the body, we don't add to God's word, we don't take away, we'll talk about that in a little bit. We support it, we teach it, we preach it as it applies to us today. That's what we're called to do. That's our charge. Jude, I just finished my verse-by-verse study through the book of Jude. Jude, verse 3 says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith," that would be the truth, "which was once delivered to the saints." We're to earnestly contend for the truth. That's what a pillar does. A pillar stands, supports, holds on to, lifts up whatever it's supporting. So that truth was delivered to the saints once, the body of Christ. We are the pillars to support it. Again, I keep saying it, we're not the makers of it, we're not the changers of it, we're not the adjusters of the truth, we're only supporters of it. Now let's get to the other part of my title. Are you a strong pillar or a shaking reed? What is a shaking reed? Well, look at a reed in the water. It moves, the wind blows it, the water blows it. It's not very stable. Luke 7:24, Jesus said, "When the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out in the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" Meaning, Jesus was saying, did you go out to see some weak guy that wasn't going to preach the truth and stand up in righteousness? John was a bold preacher of the word of God. He rebuked the false teachers. Yeah. A reed shaken versus a strong, steady pillar. Think about that. Which one is going to help support the truth? And which one do we want to be? Do we want to be strong pillars or do we want to be a shaken reed? I think we want to be pillars. That's what the word of God tells us to. All of this makes a big difference. It matters because, again, modern pastors, Bible teachers, evangelists, men on TV, radio, internet, they all act as if they control the truth. They can change the truth. They can reteach it differently. They can adjust it for culture. But it's not to be so. It's a dangerous thing for any man, any group, any system to take control and alter God's truth versus what? Being a pillar and supporting it fully as it is. Cults are made that way all the time. There's 40,000 different denominations today all around because they're not supporting the truth. They're shaking reeds and they've adjusted it, changed it, twisted it, left it off, avoided it, neglected it, whatever you want to say. What do we see? In the culture, we see feminism rampant, gay movement, homosexuality rampant, the abortion movement rampant, so many other pornography, worldliness, all types of things that many of the church people overlook. The churchianity people, yeah, they overlook this. There's all types of this stuff in the culture they overlook. Violence, pride, vanity, covetousness, yeah, all these things. And so they think that they can adjust God's word to kind of fit the modern day. They do it with dress. They do it with head covering. They do it with entertainment. They do it with the gospel. They do it with just about anything you can imagine. But as God's people, let's get back to that, his true, blood-bought, holy people, we are to do what? Be a shaking reed? No. We're to lift up the truth, hold up the truth, enforce the truth, preserve the truth, preach the truth, teach the truth. That's the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, as it applies to us. That's what a strong pillar does versus a shaking reed. It does its job. It holds things up. It doesn't change them, and it doesn't budge. It doesn't move. Otherwise, it could be disastrous. We'll talk about that. Imagine a son who has a successful father with a big business, and the dad goes on a trip and says, "Son, look over my business. Keep it going." I have a question. Does that son, can he go and start changing all kinds of things? Instead of being a pillar and supporting what his dad has done, should he be a shaking reed and people go, "You know, we don't want to work 40 hours a week. We want to work like 10 hours a week." And he starts changing all the rules. Can he do that? No, it's not his company. It's not his truth. We don't have the truth as our own. It's not ours. It's the Lord's. Christ is the truth. We support the truth. Otherwise, you're of no use as a shaking reed whatsoever. Paul gave us other ideas of pillars. Here's a good example. Galatians 2:9. "And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship." So Paul calls these men pillars. Why? Were they shaking reeds about the truth? No. They were strong pillars supporting God's word and God's ways. John the Revelator, he used the term pillar. Revelation 3:12. "Him that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the new name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name, overcoming." Yeah. Says he's going to overcome. If we overcome, we become a pillar. How do we overcome? That means holding fast in the faith, sound doctrine, and the truth as a pillar, not a shaking reed, right? So the idea of being a pillar in the house of God, that means you're there to support the Lord's word, do his word, obey his word, and be a tool and a worker and an ambassador, holding firm, steadfast to sound doctrine that saves us. Go read 1 Timothy 4:16. Sound doctrine saves us. That's the truth. That's Christ. He's the Word made flesh. And all this makes really, really good sense, and it's important because when we properly understand our role, saints, seekers, if you're listening, if you decide to repent and follow Christ, our role is pillars of the truth, strong pillars, not to be shaking reeds. Shaking or bent reeds. We're not makers of the truth. We don't adjust the truth. We don't deny the truth. We don't scripture twist the truth. We don't abrogate the truth. No. No. We don't do any of that. We focus right what we're called to be. Pillars. We focus right there. And then we do our job. We stand. I like what Paul says. Paul talks about withstanding, and when you've done everything, then stand. Been talking about that a lot since we read that scripture verse recently. Do everything and then stand. I love that. Today we see many people that are watering down the gospel. They're watering down holiness standards. They're watering down obedience. They're watering down everything. But pillars don't change the truth, do they? No, pillars stand strong. Bent, shaking reeds, they're always changing and moving around, aren't they? Yeah, we don't want to be like that. We're not to be the itchy-eared people that the Bible warns about, man-pleasers who change doctrine to make themselves popular. They water it down. Oh, no. We don't want to be like that, although the Bible says that's coming in the last days. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and verse 13. "Now the Spirit expressly speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Yeah, Paul tells us then in verse 13 what we're supposed to do. "Till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Doctrine is instruction. That is the truth of God's word. Paul was all about doctrine. So many people have left sound doctrine. They don't care about doctrine. They want emotionalism. They want fellowship idolatry. They want fleshly music. They want worldliness, carnality. They want acceptance. easy believism, but they don't want sound doctrine. God's people are pillars, not bent-shaking reeds, and they hold fast to sound doctrine. I want you to do something. Look up either on the internet or in a book you have or wherever, or where, if you're driving somewhere, look at pillars on a building. Look at them, standing fast, holding up, not wavering, not moving. They're firm in place. What happens if they start bending and they start moving? You know what happens? The entire structure comes crumbling down, crushes them, crushes the pillars. Yeah, go read the story of Samson. It's in Judges. I think it's around 13, 14, 15, 16 in that area. Go read about Samson. His life ended pushing out two pillars, and the whole building came down, killed him and a whole bunch of Philistines. Yeah, Jesus' word, the Bible, he is the word. It's the truth. That's what we're talking about, the pillar of the truth. He's the cornerstone. Ephesians 2 tells us that. So the truth of the word of God made flesh, Christ, will crush us, who's supposed to be pillars, not shaking bent reeds in the wind. And what will it do? It'll grind us to powder unless we hold fast. Ready? Matthew 21, 44, Jesus said, "And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." You want to be a pillar ground to powder? You want to be a shaken reed in the wind? No. Now, I want you to ponder this topic. I'm going to ponder it too. The truth of God's people, the ecclesia, you want to be them by the gospel, his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance to him, new life by the Spirit of God, holiness and obedience in the truth of the word, enduring in the faith. You need to ask yourself, are you working to be a sound, firm, standing fast pillar, supporting the truth of God's word? Are you like all these denominations and most everyone that claims the name of Christ? Are you a shaking, bent, weak reed that likes to please people, please your flesh, please the culture? Don't be part of a group like that. Don't be part of a faith system like that. God's wrath is coming for them. We don't have the authority to change or fade or modify or in any way alter the word of God to please ourselves or anyone else. Deuteronomy and the book of Revelation says, don't add or take away from scripture or you will be removed from the book of life. How's that for a warning? You want to be a pillar or you want to be a shaken reed that gets removed? You be a pillar in the temple of God in eternity, or you be a shaking reed that's crushed to powder, or a pillar that gets crushed to powder? Which one do you want to be? James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Pillars aren't unstable. They're really stable. Shaking reed, bent reeds, they're really unstable. You don't want to be that way. Ponder all of this. I want to be a pillar in God's house, in his temple one day, standing, holding fast to truth and sound doctrine, no matter the cost, no matter if you lose your family, your friends, your career, no matter if they torture you and kill you. Yeah, that all lasts just a short time. Eternity's forever. Do you want to spend your eternity as a pillar in the house of God who bought you with his blood, redeemed you out of the love from him, this glorious Savior? Or do you want to be a shaking reed, go down in judgment and shame and destruction, in weeping and gnashing of teeth? You know, we can take God's word for just what it is. The eternal kingdom's coming. We're either going to hear, "Away from me, I didn't know you, you worker of iniquity, you shaking reed that didn't hold fast to my word of God." Or we're going to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Yeah, be a strong pillar. You'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." How exciting that day will be. I hope that edifies you. I hope you're striving to be that strong pillar, not a shaking reed. My website, don'tperish.com, is there for you. The gospel, street preaching, tons, thousands of articles, audios, videos, tons of sisters' material to help you walk as a godly woman. If you're a sister, let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go out, repent, obey the gospel, be a strong pillar in the house of God. not a shaking reed. Glorify God with all your members. We love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.